Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, should we forgive John Stewart for scapegoating non-vaccinators? Super Don, that's a question I ask. I think, he's almost back in my good graces because of tonight's show coming up.
Yeah, I was actually a little surprised when you told me about this.
Yeah, I got a text from our good friend Jeffrey Smith. If you know Jeffrey Smith, if you know anything about GMOs, and he tells me he's on The Daily Show this very evening. So set your DVRs to stun or stunning, because that's stunning information to have him talk GMOs. Of course, you know, they have to pepper it in with light and silly. They'll probably make GMO monster jokes. I mean, Jeffrey can be obviously light and happy, too, about these things, but deadly serious at the same time about the danger of GMO.
If there's anybody who can relate the information that needs to be related on that topic, Jeffrey Smith is the guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see that is going to go out even further. Of course, where that ends up with Dr. Oz and his attackers, his AstroTurf attackers, we'll get to another night. We've got a lot to do tonight. We've got Ty Bollinger. He's never on every Wednesday, is he?
Ah, been so live. It's been at least, a week since we've heard.
I know. I miss him every week. It's hump day. Hooray. Ty Bollinger's back. We're going to go outside the box together. We got a lot of stories to cover. You want to be part of the show? Dial in now if you'd like. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Next couple hours here on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. Also, Alan Phillips, vaccine rights attorney, is going to chime in not only on a story about pediatricians being afraid to debate the issue of vaccines, but also what does this California bill, SB 277, mean? Do? What is it? Is it constitutional? Would it be? Is it? I mean, all of that stuff. I mean, I've got my opinion. You know, I'm not shy about telling it. But Alan's really grounded in attorney speak when it goes to that realm, and I want folks to know about it, too. So looking forward to hear from Alan Phillips. We've got links up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. You want to see where I'm going to be or TMB is going to be? We've got links to that as well. So stick with us. We're just getting started. What are we going to start with? SB 277. Yeah, California, where the people are vaccine toast. They love you, citizens of California. The Democrats just sold you out in the Education Committee. They switched horses or whatever people in the committee, and basically last week they delayed it instead of dropping it because it was an absolutely crap bill. And they made revisions, but they did not allow anyone, any voter in California to comment on those revisions. There was no time to be listening to the voters of California. We've got the pharmacomafia to answer to. And Dr. Pan, the pharmacomafia man, was not going to have any of this stuff of parents saying no to exemptions. You know, what they want to do is remove all the exemptions, basically the ones that are viable, religious freedom, philosophical exemptions, and leave it to licensed representatives of the pharmacomafia to say, oh, well, that kid might be so sick, he should let him off or let her off of having to get vaccinated. And it's very interesting here, the left coast, as it's known, a heavily democratic, liberal, leftist, progressive state, has now sold out its people in a way that they like to say Republicans do all the time. Oh, the Republicans only care about corporations, right? But in this case, No, it's the Democrats, by and large, that have sold out the people of California to corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state except to inject you as a mandatory customer, whether it be through Obamacare or now through the exemptions that they're set to remove in California. Now, what does this mean? It means it's an attack, especially you Democrats, listen to me. It's an attack especially on the poor people of California. Why do I say that? Because there is an exemption to the exemption rule, or I shall say this, an exemption to the non-exemption rule. What is it? Well, you can homeschool your kids and then we'll let you not get vaccinated. Now I want to ask you, how many homeschool families do you know are on the lower end of the socioeconomic spectrum? I'm sure there are some, but by and large, in order to homeschool, you have to have at least one family member, mom or dad, stay home to do it. That means one sole breadwinner, which is very rare in an era where government is so expensive and intrusive and so debt-ridden that it requires not only you, mom and dad, to work, but as soon as you can put your 12-year-old into work jeans, they got to go out to work too, just to pay the tax man, just to pay the cost of government. So what this means is, well, we've given an exemption. If you don't like it, you don't like the shots, then you can you take your kids home and let them learn there. And it's another irony here that our leftist friends hate homeschoolers and homeschool. I know it's a little bit of a generalization, but more often than not, they'll say, well, it's not good for socialization. The parents are going to teach them to be Nazis, something like that. When my experience in working with homeschool families and homeschoolers is just the opposite. They tend to be more intelligent and they ask questions of authority. Of course, there's always exceptions to that rule. It's not actually a rule because humans are humans and families are all going to be different. But do you err on the side of the police state or do you err on the side of freedom? The liberals in California have erred on the side of paying off Big Pharma based on a bogus assertion that it was non-vaccinated kids that even caused a bogus Disneyland measles outbreak. Nobody knows for sure, but we do know for sure that the vaccine, the MMR shot, causes the kids to get it, to shed active, viable, replicating viral material for 3, 4, maybe more weeks. And that can trigger an outbreak. So we've got some links up from the traditional media on this story. Also, Mike Adams did a good piece on SB 277 here at Natural News, naturalnews.com, robertscottbell.com. We have it linked up. Now, what are you going to do? Super Don, isn't that the big question? What are we going to do? What if you can't or won't homeschool? You know, any number of reasons why even people that are decently well-to-do can't afford to have one person stay at home to homeschool. What are they going to do?
Yeah, well, listen, you know, one of the things that I really like about our buddy Jerry Doyle is that, you know, he has come out and he's explained to people that, you know, basically, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, you know, you can go out there, you can vote, you can educate and things of that nature. But when it comes down to it, what you have to do is you have to stick your elbows out and you say, this is my space. And you have to do everything you can to try and minimize the impact of government on your own life. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, I mean, maybe I'm being very simplistic, but you know, if the government says you have to vaccinate your children or else, you know what? I would go to maybe the children and ask them, you know what? If the government wants you to get a vaccination, what do you have to say about it?
No.
There you go.
Yeah. You can learn a lot from your kids, right? The power of no. I want to hear that again.
No.
Yeah, that's a really powerful no. I know parents sometimes get upset with their kids when they learn to say no, but it's an important part of becoming independent and developing their own personality. Ultimately, they will leave home, unless, of course, they can't afford to, which is thanks in large part to the growth of government. Thank you, both Democrats and Republicans, equal opportunity destroyers of liberty in this case. But in this case, specifically in California, you vaccinate your child or else you've got to homeschool them. Or leave the state.
No.
Who wants to? You know, actually, I'm thinking this could be a good thing for those that we love and care about here, Super Don, because maybe this will be the thing that gets them to leave the state altogether. Because it's a disaster from the water issue to the government there to the economy, to the cost of living. There are so many reasons. Fukushima on the West Coast there. I'm sorry, Super Don, you're in Oregon. It just don't go through the ocean. But you know what I'm saying? There's so many things going on that it's time to get out before the exodus happens.
I'm a California transplant myself.
That's true. Yeah,
California. I love California. There are things that I really miss about California, but I don't miss it enough to want to go back because it's been that way for a long time.
Yeah. No, for me, it's an affront to individual liberty that they would do this. But then again, the idea that the government has to provide education. I know there are a lot of folks that agree on the left and right. Well, yeah, so of course they must. Well, right now you're going to find out that they mustn't. They don't have to when they can reject your kid based on his status of whether he's been medically assaulted by toxic poisons via these injections. And as many parents wake up and see the fallacy of it, despite the protestations from Dr. Dunderheads like Dr. Pan, the pharmacomafia man, now you begin to see the danger, you lefties. And I love you. Believe me, I do. I know I pick on you because I expect more from you, perhaps. Maybe that's it. That you used to not trust the man, remember? Don't trust the man. And now you're in the pocket of the man in California. And you've sold out your people for what, a few shekels? And you get to inject all the kids, all the children, the innocent little children who are now going to be poisoned. Who's going to be the one, or who's going to be the 1,000 or the 10,000 or more that are driven into the autism spectrum, that end up with seizure disorders, autoimmune scenarios? How do you sleep at night? Dr. Pan must be taking massive medication in order to do this, as he looked back at his handlers, the lobbyists, to determine what shall we do. Let's wait a week and we'll just get this thing passed and no one will be able to say a thing. If you're from California and you're listening live, I want to hear from you tonight. 866-939-BELL. I know it hasn't fully passed. That's the thing. It's not that it's done. It's passed out of the Education Committee. What's the likelihood it's going to take to the next level? My good friend Tim Bolin from the Bolin Report. The Battle of Bull Run, he's calling this. The second American Civil War has begun, and it started over vaccines. This is also what I said about the pitchforks. Yeah, the officials want to send syringes and needles your way or at your kids. When is it time to defend your kids in like fashion? Inject those who would exempt you from exemptions to those injections. Inject them. They're going to do it to your kids. Think about it. What is right here? You let me know. Or else you can just say like that little kid. You know what he said? No.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, vaccine rights attorney Alan Phillips will be joining us bottom of the hour. We'll talk about your right to exempt your children from these shots, even if California goes the other way. We'll talk about that with him. We've got Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box. You can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And Super Don has it on good authority that our friend Jerry Doyle at Epic Times, epictimes.com, has published another little video segment. We've started this new thing. Have we done two or three now that we have published?
Well, technically there? We've done three. The first one was kind of a practice.
That was a test. Yeah. Yes. We didn't. But so we have two up now over
yes.
there.
All right. Episode number two of Health Freedom with Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah. Episode two, The Empire Strikes Back. This is about aluminum and vaccinations and Paul Offit, the vaccine PROFIT prophet. His statements that aluminum is necessary and really good for developing babies in utero, which is just absolutely astonishing that this guy has any credibility at all with anyone. You've got to see it. It's just ridiculous. Superdome will blast it out. We'll include it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You know, and of course, this is also adding to the mix all this aluminum, whether it be in utero, whether it be in childhood, or whether it be, you know, later as adults. Aluminum is highly neurotoxic. And there's a study here at WebMD, interestingly enough, that rather than putting people on mental drugs, if you will, psychiatric drugs, mindfulness therapy turns out is as good as those depression meds. I don't know what the pharmacomafia is doing letting WebMD publish this thing, but they did today. Mindfulness-based cognitive therapy might offer an alternative for people with depression, who don't want to take antidepressants long-term. This is according to British researchers. Good on you, our UK brethren. Their study published April 21st, that is yesterday, online in The Lancet, found this new therapy was as effective as antidepressant drugs in preventing a recurrence of depression over a two-year period. Except, it's better because there are no side effects with this cognitive mindfulness-based therapy. They're actually going back to talking to folks, giving them constructive ways to deal and recognize when depression sets in so they don't go further down that spiral. A non-drug therapy in WebMD. Who slipped that one through? That's amazing.
That is a little odd, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It is odd, but, you know, I just have to say that while there are no side effects to, you know, cognitive therapy, mindful-based, you know, cognitive therapy, it does require that people have to actually work through things. They need to talk about feelings. They need to talk about things. And, you know, this, I mean, our society has, I think, become so conditioned to, need, you know, just taking a pill for everything. That's almost kind of a new concept for some people.
Yeah. What do you mean? We got to talk about this stuff?
Wait a minute. Why? No, I just don't want to feel it.
Yeah. Superdome, if you think about it, with the whole vaccine push and the relationship to the autism spectrum with these heavy metals, you have kids that can't function in the outside world. I mean, they literally go inward and they lose that, you know, communication ability. It's like an extreme example of where we've been heading in the era of monopoly medicine, patent medicine drugs. The pill for every ill is to suppress every expression of your body, your cells trying to scream at you and say, hey, what are you doing? What are you feeding me? Why aren't you moving your tushy instead of sitting down on the video game all day, right? These kinds of things, we say, no, I'll just take a drug for that. And this is going into the psychiatric realm in that way that maybe we don't need a drug for that.
Well, and what is depression? I mean, depression really, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a symptom. And so, you know, you take an antidepressant, what are you doing? You're suppressing the symptom, but where's the depression coming from? What is the cause of the depression?
They like to say, well, it's a chemical imbalance that they can't identify. Right. There's no blood test. There's no urine test. There's no hair test. There's no saliva test. There's no biomarker that's, oh, yeah, this person needs a selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drug. Doesn't exist. And it alters things, but a lot of things get altered when you do that. And all of the unintended consequences include removing the governor or limiter of behavior, particularly when it comes to suicidal or homicidal ideation and behavior. A disaster. But again, our government, I'm going to say this left and right so everybody's equally offended, has adopted a church in violation of the First Amendment. We call it the Church of Pharmaceutical or Vaccine Mysticism. And it's one thing to operate in a market of ideas. If you want it, you can have it, but you can't force it on me and my family. But in California, they're saying, screw that. You all have to be in the Church of Pharmaceutical Vaccine Mysticism or else get out. Well, you know what I say if they actually pass this? Yeah, get the hell out of California before it falls into the sea. It's demonic what Dr. Pan is proposing and the other Democrats are going along with. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, vaccine rights attorney Alan Phillips is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He writes for Natural News. He has his own radio show as well, and I appreciate all the work that he does. And he can ground me into some realities that I don't particularly care for about the way you interface with government. But again, I respect him immensely, and I want to discuss these issues with him, including the cowardice of the pediatricians. And one particular one who backed out of a debate, a live debate with Alan Phillips over the vaccine issue. Alan, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a real pleasure and honor to be with you, Robert.
Well, it's good to be with you as well, and your services are going to be more in need than ever, I believe, with what's happening here as state after state tries to remove the ability of the people of those states to say no to vaccines based on religious or philosophical grounds.
It is really a disturbing trend, and all of this falling on the heels, not by any accident, of course, from the propaganda campaign about the measles outbreak in California. Yes, there was an outbreak, as far as I know, but, I mean, 100 people, 150 people getting measles. The CDC says in the last 12 years, nobody's died from measles in the U.S., but the federal vaccine adverse event reporting system says... or has reports of over 100 people dying from measles vaccines. Robert, we live in an age where the vaccines cause far more damage than the diseases do, and that's just based on the figures that we have. People from the FDA, CDC, and other non-governmental agencies estimate that only about 1 to 10% of the serious vaccine adverse events ever even get reported. So the truth is we have no clue what the real scope of vaccine injury and death is, but federal government pays out about $220 million a year right now. It's an average over the last 5 years for vaccine injury and death. So we know that injury and death from vaccines occurs. And yes, there are already occasional injuries and deaths from the diseases in modern times, but not nearly so much so as the vaccines.
But yeah, for the basis of argument, you know, to say, well, the disease is worse than the vaccine. I mean, that is very debatable and arguable, especially, for instance, with the latest measles outbreak, whether it was caused by a non-vaccinated individual or not. Nobody knows for sure. The death rate from that outbreak was zero, once again, as it continues to be, as we see only measles deaths in areas where you have abject poverty, malnutrition, etc., which argues for another paradigm, one in which, as a homeopath, I adhere to the law of the terrain versus the germ theory. And we don't consider, it's not up for debate or discussion, speaking of debate, what about the advantages to going through these childhood rites of passages, these diseases, when you're healthy and developing a stronger immune system, less likely to delve into or dive into or degrade into chronic diseases, cancer, and autoimmune scenarios. That's not even discussed anywhere.
And yet there are peer-reviewed published medical studies saying that kids that have measles and mumps, or adults who had measles and mumps as children, have a lower incidence of some cancers and other chronic diseases. So you're absolutely right, you know, as well as, of course, lifelong immunity from the disease itself, and you don't get lifelong immunity from the vaccines. And measles in particular is really interesting, Robert, because there were measles outbreaks in the late 80s and early 90s, and there was a study that was looking at what's called a meta-study, looking at a group of other studies that were documenting measles outbreaks in highly vaccinated and even fully vaccinated populations. And the meta-study looking at this collection of studies concludes that measles is a disease where, as the immunization rates rise, it becomes a disease of immunized persons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Created a whole new realm of chronic diseases that were rare or non-existent, and especially with kids. And those who continue to say, well, we've just gotten better at diagnosing autism, I'm asking you, where are the 30-year-old, 40-year-old, 50-year-old kids that are now adults in diapers, unable to function in society? Where are they, Alan?
You got me. You know, of course, it's an absurd attempt to explain away serious problems with vaccines. The autism rates, as you well know, have been steadily increasing and in direct correlation to the introduction of new and more vaccines. I know here in the U.S., when the MMR was introduced around 1980, there was a jump in the autism rate. Same thing happened in England, but it was a 10-year different time. It was around 1990 when they introduced the MMR vaccine there, and then they had a jump in autism at that same time 10 years later than here. And, you know, people say, well, correlation isn't proof of causation. Okay, I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. But when you have a strong correlation like that, two different countries, two different times, that's a strong signal to take a closer look at what's really going on.
I have a sense as to why this pediatrician you were scheduled to debate live on the air didn't show up. I mean, you know your stuff. You know your facts. You're well-versed, and it seems like you can pull them right out of that brain of yours as opposed to having to look everything up.
Well, Robert, I've been looking at this issue ongoing for 21 years, since my 21-year-old son was born. And it's, as you know, an inherently complex issue, multifaceted, medically, politically, legally, and you never know it all, and it's continually evolving. So I do the best I can to stay on top of it. But there was a certain point where I said, you know, I have enough pieces of the puzzle that I can see the big picture now. And I decided at that point to go back to school after being out for 17 years. And I picked law school primarily because of the vaccine issue. And there are today about 140 attorneys in the country that handle vaccine injury and death cases. It's a sad state of affairs that we need them, but a blessing that we have them. But I'm the only attorney in the country, as far as I know, whose practice is focused on vaccine exemptions and waivers. And I deal with exemptions and waivers in over a dozen different categories and subcategories. And I'm regularly involved in legislative activism with activists all over the country. And there are attorneys involved to one degree or another in all these areas, but nobody that I'm aware of who's really just fully immersed in it in the way that I am.
Yeah.
So it's sort of an odd niche that I've created for myself here.
It is. The article we have linked up is Pediatrician Concedes Vaccine Debate to Vaccine Rights Attorney. And, of course, the excuses that were given by this pediatrician, they were kind of weak, I think. I don't want to dignify an attorney to discuss this issue with them. I mean, you know, come on. You have to study this stuff because you're dealing with it in a court of law a lot and also interfacing with government officials in regards to the exemptions. Why not discuss this? You think he could mop the floor with you? He's a pediatrician.
Yeah, well, this is the excuse they use, one version or another, the same thing, regardless of whether it's a doctor on the other side or not. We just had a secondary version of the same situation, a wonderfully gifted and intelligent medical doctor, Dr. Tony Bark, was going to be debating Paul Offit, of all people. And
right.
Offit found out there was going to be somebody on the other side, just anyone on the other side. There was going to be another side presented, and
yeah.
He bailed and backed out again, too. You know, they don't want to, quote, unquote, dignify the other side. But, you know, from a very practical, strategic point of view, they have the upper hand still at this point in time, and so they have nothing to gain by debating. And as you and I and others who are knowledgeable about the issue know, they have everything to lose. They don't want to put in the spotlight their lack of information side by side with our information that's going to call into question immunizations. They don't want to risk.
Alan, isn't that the irony of this push, these states that are pushing to remove any exemption besides medical, which good luck trying to get a medical exemption. It is absolutely bringing this issue to the awareness of parents that were never aware of it. In fact, the New York Times editorialized on this very point that we maybe have pushed a little too hard here and it's going to backfire.
Well, I certainly hope so. And I certainly see degrees and versions of that. We had a bill here in North Carolina to remove the religious exemption. And it's really interesting. The original senator who was sponsoring the bill had a very different bill in mind, but she was new to the Senate, and so she went on the advice of a more seasoned representative who went for the all-or-nothing approach. The original bill was just to make it harder to get the exemption or put in another step. And when they went for the all-or-nothing approach, there was this statewide, grassroots, immediate, and I almost want to say vicious backlash or reaction. Within, you know, a few days, there were hundreds of people picketing at the Capitol. I mean, when does that happen for any bill? You know, not very often. So,
well, and it happened in California as well, which is why it delayed it, but we'll see where it goes next.
Yeah, well, we were lucky in North Carolina. It actually, they pulled the bill, and that's happened in three or four other states too. But in California, I suspect that Big Pharma went to more trouble to seed the legislature before approaching this. California is a really pivotal state. There are lots of people who feel that if this bill gets passed in California, that could trigger a domino effect around the country. So it's really, really concerning for all of us what's going on in California right now.
Yeah. Well, in California with SB 277, again, it passed out of committee. We don't know. It's got a few phases left before it would become law. If Governor Brown signs it, the good Democrat for the people, he would sign it, we know. At this point, if we look at this issue, and this may make me unpopular with some of my listeners, but I'm willing to say it, if you send your kids to government indoctrination centers, a.k.a. public schools, you are accepting a benefit. This is not a right, even though people confuse rights and privileges all of the time. A right is something that you're born with. A right to be educated by the state is not something anybody is born with necessarily. Now, again, some would argue against me on that. It's a privilege. And if you accept the privilege, they can make the rules, and those rules can suck for you, but you're going to have to play by their rules or else you're going to have to get out. And this has, a lot of, I think, liberals in California waking up to that reality, whether they're saying it in clear terms or not.
Well, it's really a disturbing scenario, and sort of interesting, I guess, the way it works legally. And as I often tell people, my goal when I try to analyze things legally is to come up with the right legal answer, whether I like the answer or not, because in order mm-hmm. to get what we want, we have to first start with an understanding of where we are. And a lot of people confuse what they think our rights should be or what they want our rights to be with what they are, and those are not always the same thing. So the way we know where the lines are, when we do know where the lines are, is when courts, through formal legal precedent, tell us where the lines are. So we know from a case all the way back in 1905, Jacobson v. Massachusetts, that the state's police power gives the states the right to mandate vaccines.
Oh, he who has the guns, the bigger guns. Hey, Alan, can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
This is way more important than talking about a Florida man who tried to kiss a venomous snake and got bitten, okay? Although that's what probably Dr. Pan would do if he was left on his own accord. All right, we've got more with Alan Phillips on the vaccine exemption issue after this break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps. without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back with Alan Phillips. The website for you is vaccinerights.org, is that correct?
.com,
thank you. Vaccinerights.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. You just click on Alan's name, it'll take you there. If you need assistance on any matter related to this issue, he is as qualified as anybody. I recommend him and support him in his efforts. Alan, you were going back to the early part of the 20th century with a precedent case that said, okay, the states have the right to, or the authority to, or something, to force medical procedures in some way, shape, or form, whether it's vaccines or otherwise. It's still controversial for some, but this is kind of where they go in the games they're playing right now.
Well, this case goes back over 100 years now, and the only vaccine around at the time was smallpox, and it concerned a smallpox outbreak. And what the court said was that the states, under the state police power, have the authority to mandate vaccines. The problem is that we're still operating on a principle from over 100 years ago at a time when the circumstances are completely different. Now, there's plenty of evidence to show that smallpox didn't go away because of the smallpox vaccines, but this court case in 1905 assumed that that was the case. But in this day and age, as we talked about just a few minutes ago, Robert, where we've got federal government's paid out over $3 billion over the last 25 years to people who are injured and killed for vaccines, by vaccines. We're in a different world today than 100 years ago, and yet we're still operating on a 100-year-old policy. So it's time for a change. But the state of the law at the moment is that the states can mandate vaccines under the police power. Now, probably every state has a state constitutional language about a right to a public education. And as you and I have talked on the breaks here, there's sort of a conflict between this idea of that the state has this obligation to protect the citizens. That's sort of the mainstream view as it pertains to vaccines, and therefore the state has to mandate vaccines supposedly to keep everybody safe. And how do you balance that with the right to a public education? And when vaccines were first being mandated by law in states around the country, it was in connection with school because they were concerned with childhood infectious diseases, and schools are places where people congregate and diseases could be spread. But we have, as I keep saying, a whole different scenario going on today, and really these policies are not consistent with the science, when you look at the real science.
No, I was going to go there, Alan, with you, because they've put in their lot with a religion. And, you know, honestly, in violation of the First Amendment, in my opinion, you know, Congress has established a religion in this case by adopting the medical monopoly. The pharmaceutical influence over governments, federal and state, means that, you know, the sacrament for kids is the vaccination. And to exempt yourself, again, when you have a risk, and the risk is real, you said it, $3 billion has already been paid out, you can't have no way out. I mean, it's unconscionable. The Nuremberg Code should be brought into play here.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous. Even if there wasn't the level of concern that we have, I would argue almost just as a matter of principle, there should never be any such thing as an absolute mandate, because as soon as you have an absolute mandate, you then create the possibility for that to be manipulated and taken advantage of. We have to have the right to say no, just to balance the overreach of the pharmaceutical industry and its influence, if not outright control, over state and federal health policy. And
like
that's
this
really
kid. Yeah. Like this
yeah.
kid.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what we do. We got to learn from our kids again how to say no. And in California, say no. Stand up. And again, the liberal left used to be against the man, used to not trust the man. Now they become lock, stock, and barrel, the man in California. And it's the pharmaceutical man, the pharmacomafia man, like Dr. Pan. This is not going away. They're going to keep attempting to it because the profitability of that industry is dependent upon forcing you to accept vaccination. They don't have enough blockbuster drugs coming down the pike, and this is their mechanism. Buy off the legislators, legislate the medical morality that to exempt yourself from vaccines is immoral, and it's quite the opposite. So what is your advice for our friends in California today? They may have only a little time to prevent this from happening.
You've got to speak out. I mean, a lot of people say they're afraid to speak out. I tell you, if somebody on one of my radio shows a couple weeks back said, if you're afraid to speak out now, you should be more afraid not to speak out, because it's not going to get any better if we keep quiet.
Yeah.
We have to speak out and do so in an intelligent and effective way.
Well, Alan Phillips, I appreciate you speaking out with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're welcome here anytime. Keep rocking the health world and bringing those rights back in where people are perceiving privileges, shall we? Yes, we shall. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. We'll be back with Ty Bollinger as we step way, way, way outside the box. And we'll talk vaccines, homeopathy, cancer, and more after the break, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645.
1-800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.